Good evening, listeners. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are here once again on Evening Motivation with Cheryl Outram. We're here this evening just to bring you brief devotionals from God's Word. And we had some feedback about our devotion yesterday, and persons requested that we do that one again, that we continue that devotion, because they were enjoying the discussions that we were having on heart's posture. So we are just going to do that devotion again this evening, and we are having as our guest this evening Miss Hazel Charles. She's going to be joining me in the studio to talk about the heart's posture. Oftentimes we neglect our hearts, and we don't take the time to think about our heart's posture. And this evening we want to do that spiritual ECG. We want to have that diagnosis of our hearts. We want to know where are we? How are we doing in the heart? So this evening we're going to have a repeat or a continuation of that devotional called The Heart's Posture. And just to read the devotional again for those listeners who are joining us today, The Heart's Posture, the scriptures supporting this devotion is taken from Ezekiel 11:19 and also Psalms 119:34. You know, I call it the devotion, or I call it the meditation, but our Dr. Bajan Blogs, the studio manager, he calls my session the church for the persons who don't go to church. That's how he describes it. He loves this hour, and he loves the fact that, you know, the devotionals are broken down in ways that persons can understand it, persons can relate to it, you know. So this is your time to join me as we go through, as we think about our lives, as we consider our hearts, and as we compare what God's Word says to us. So the heart's posture. Have you evaluated your heart's posture? Are you torn between the love of this world and the love of God? Are you struggling to get over the heartbreaks of this world? Has your heart been turned to stone? Do you find it difficult to let God in? Listen, God has a word for you. He's giving you a heart filled of love, forgiveness, peace, trust, discernment, and compassion. He's implanting a fresh spirit within you. He is replacing the old with the new. New relationships, new opportunities, new passions, and new mindsets are going to spring forth. He's got it all for you. You just need to reach out to him and let him know that you love him. Praise him for what he has done for you and what he is doing for you. God's got you. Be still and know that he is God. He's teaching you, molding you, and preparing you for greater. He's preparing you for bigger opportunities, lasting healthy relationships, and a love that exceeds all expectations. His love overflows. Seek him in everything. He is about to restore you like never before. Relationships are being restored right now in the name of Jesus. New contacts are being made. New life is springing up in the precious name of Jesus. He is touching you. Respond to your King. He's calling you. Purpose is being developed in your heart. You must be a willing vessel who's seeking his will. Now is the time to align your heart's posture with his Holy Spirit. Let his love guide you. Embrace his presence. Be restored by his loving kindness. Let him create in you a new heart. Let him create in you a clean heart that is ready and willing to receive him. Live, love, learn. This devotional again was written by Crystal Outram. And you know, as we discuss the heart's posture, there are a couple things that she was able to share with me about the heart. And as we had our discussions, we talked about different Bible verses relating to the heart. And I just want to share a few of these Bible verses. The first one we talked about was Proverbs 4, verse 23. It says, and I'm reading from the NIV version, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Another verse, Proverbs 27, verse 19. It says, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Another verse on the heart, Jeremiah 17, verse 9 to 10. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examines the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. Another verse. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. And that's from 1 Peter 3, verse 3 to 4. Psalms 20, verse 4 says, may he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Psalms 20, verse 4. Jeremiah 29, 13, it says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Psalms 51, verse 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Then we have 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, where the Lord said to Samuel, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Then we have our final verse that I'm going to share with you this evening. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. It says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Now, these are just a few verses centered around the heart. And even as we think about the heart's posture, I want to share this evening's song with you. The song of the evening is a song that was shared with me by my dear sister, Sister Sandy. And this song is by Jason Nelson and it's called Forever. And This song speaks to the covenant that we have with each other as sisters. Indeed, our relationship is like that of Ruth and Naomi. So I just want to share this song with you as my sister dedicated it to me forever. I want to share this song with you. And I pray that our heart's posture towards God would also speak to the lyrics in this song, which says, forever. Jason Nelson.
That's what I say, forever's a long time. Say, but God loves you that long. God says, I'll be committed. World could make me walk away. No matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be lonely. Because forever is a long time. That's how long I'll love you. That's how long I'll love you. Forever. Forever is a long time. That's how long I'll love you. That's how long I'll love you. Forever. No matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be. I'm forever committed to you. Forever committed to you. God says I'm gonna be right there. No matter what your life is, I'm gonna be by your side. Said I'm gonna be by your side. I'm gonna be by your side. God says I'm gonna be by your side. When you're crying, I'm right by your side. In the midst of your pain, I'm right by your side. Even with your sin, I'm right by your side.
Forever.
Somebody needs to hear the Lord say, forever.
That's how long I'll love you forever. You know, I like the first verse that says, God says, I'll be committed to you. I'll never leave you. Nothing in this world could make me walk away. No matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be lonely. And the second verse says, no matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be lonely. And this is my promise to you. My love is everlasting. You can count on me to be there always. Because forever is a long time. That's how long I love you. That's how long I love you. Forever is a long time. That's how long I love you. And this evening, my prayer is that our hearts posture towards God, towards the persons that we love, that indeed our commitment would be forever. Because God's commitment towards us, his heart's posture towards us is forever. So I pray this evening, even as we think about the heart's posture, that we think about our commitment. What is our heart saying as it relates to commitment? How committed are we to our relationships? First of all, our relationship with God, our relationship with family, our relationship with friends, our relationships with our spouses. How is our heart's posture? Is it a forever commitment? Is it a sometimes commitment? Is it when things are going good type of commitment? What is our heart's posture? So this evening, even as we think about our devotion, we want to look at our own hearts. This is not the time to look at somebody else's heart. This is time to evaluate our own hearts, to have that personal ECG, to have that personal time of diagnosis. Sometimes we need to go away. Sometimes we need to be alone. Sometimes we need to be in a quiet place to think about our heart's posture. So even as we're going to invite some of our listeners to join us to discuss the heart's posture. As we wait on our listeners to join us, I just want to share that song. It's a song that we played before. But I think it is a really inspirational song. Because even as we think about our heart's posture, we want to do better. We want to have greater. As the devotional said, he's preparing us for greater. He's preparing us for greater. He's preparing us for new things. And I want to encourage our listeners this evening that now is the right time for you to prepare, for you to receive that new thing. Now is the time for you to receive greater. So enjoy the song as we wait to connect with our callers this evening. Greater Tomorrow by David Ekene.
My tomorrow must be greater than today.
That it cannot reach to you. His eyes never blind. He cannot see your teeth. His ears are not deaf. That it cannot hear you cry. Your tomorrow must be greater than today. Your tomorrow must be greater.
My tomorrow,
my tomorrow,
my tomorrow,
my tomorrow,
my tomorrow,
Hallelujah.
I gotta testify,
hey,
my tomorrow.
One thing I know. This assurance in my heart. No matter what, my tomorrow must be greater than today. Comes in the morning.
You gotta dance to your tomorrow.
Don't cry anymore.
You gotta testify your tomorrow.
Say one thing I know.
One thing I know.
Yeah.
Hey,
my tomorrow. Greater. Oh, my.
Song, it gets me moving. Oh my God, I love the beats. I love the African rhythms. I love that song. I just love the rhythm in that song. This evening I want to say a special shout out to the Family Fest team. Special shout out to the chairman, Mr. Cornelius Bartlett, Locked On David Eversley. Special shout out to the technical team. Special shout out to you, Wayne, Dr. Veronica Evelyn, Sister Angela, Sister Lisa Martin, Beverly, Maureen, Cicely, the entire crew of Family Fest. I'm just saying good evening to you guys. Terry Clark. Terry Clark, the man in the house, Terry Clark. Tonya, special shout out. Right now, these guys in Family Fest, you know, they're behind the scenes working on a project to just help us to improve our family life, to help us in Barbados and even across the globe with the things that we need, the information that we need, the skills that we need to improve our family life. And we just want to pray that God will continue to work in the persons who are working together as a team to build families. So Family Fest Barbados, we want to say special shout out to you. We love you, we love you, we love you. Also, I want to shout out this evening the Help Network Ministry team. Oh my God, Help Network Ministries. Dr. Anthony Yabby Carter, Mr. Fidel, Micaiah, all the Help Network crew, Adon Rogers, there's so many people to call, so many people to mention who make daily contributions to the chat. I just want to shout out you guys. I want to say you, I love you guys. Alicia, who's locked on, who's a million miles away, but always connected through the Help Network Ministries chat. I just want to say hi to you guys. Good evening. God bless you. I want to say good evening to my friend Kayshelle and Monique over there in Guyana. Good evening. Greetings to you. I pray that all is well. I pray that you are staying safe in this COVID-19 season. Yeah? I want to shout out my Lace Ladies. Ladies After Christ Example. Good evening to you. Deidre, good evening to you. Latoya, I just want to say good evening to you special ladies. Yeah? And I pray that you're locked on. I pray that even as you listen to these devotionals, that you would be inspired, that you would be empowered. I pray that these devotions will help you to build stronger relationships with God. Even as I play the song Forever, I pray that your heart's posture with God would be that of forever. I pray that your commitment would be forever. No matter what you go through, He has promised us, no matter what we go through, He will never leave us or forsake us. He's going to be there with us. And I pray that we indeed would make that promise back to Him. That no matter what we go through, that we will never leave Him. So God bless you. Yeah, I want to shout out my youth members. Chosen Generation Youth. Shantae, Shantia, Jalen. I want to shout out all my youth members. Guys, I love you. I pray that at some point you'll be able to join me on the radio and our listeners can hear the heart and the passion. You know, our youth ministry, the slogan for our youth ministry is passionate pursuit of God's purpose and potential. And, you know, we've had some sessions with these young people, and just to hear their hearts, just to hear their thoughts, yeah? I mean, week after week, I'm inspired to go deeper with God. I'm inspired to continue to fight for our youth, work with our youth, invest in our youth. So Chosen Generation Youth, out of the darkness and into the light, we want to greet you this evening. We want to bless you, young people. We want to pray for you. We want to encourage you to continue to seek God, continue to seek Him first, and all other things will be added unto you. So this evening I have on the line with me the caller who we started yesterday talking about the heart's posture, and I'm just gonna greet her now. Sister Hazel, how are you? Good evening and welcome to Evening Hi. Motivation. Hi. Good evening, good Hi. Evening.
How are you?
I am good, thanks, and how are you? You're glad to be back. We're glad to have you back. Always good to have you in the house, sister. Always good. Always good. You always have something deep to share with us. So I want to hear what's on your mind this evening. What's on your mind?
Yes, there's quite a lot on my mind because I'm always thinking. There's always something on my mind, something to share, whatever. But I was listening. opening song, and I fell in love with it because it's so true. As it said, he's always right beside you, despite whatever you're going through. And you know, the only way you can prove that he's right beside you is when you're going through something. And there's another song that says, how could you ever know that he could fix it if you never had a problem? How could you ever know that he could fix it? So sometimes these problems are there just to prove God, to prove that despite what you're going through, he is there. 1 year as I was going through my mess, I got upon scripture that said, when you are the waters, I am there with you. I stopped and I went back and I read it again. And it said the same thing, when you were in the waters, I was there with you. And I said, oh my God. But you know, sometimes you don't feel it. You feel so alone. You feel so empty. But that is a reminder, is a strong reminder that he's there with you. And you know, when you come out of whatever it is you're going through, you can then see that he was there. Because really and truly, you cannot account for how you get out of it. You get out of it so miraculously. It couldn't have been you. It couldn't have been the pastor. It couldn't have been the neighbor, your mother, your father. You could only contribute to God. And I am living proof he's always there beside you. And I'm saying to the folks who don't go to church, yes, he is there with you also. Doesn't mean because you're not going to church that he exempt himself from you. Because daily he's hoping that you will draw nearer to him. And we can also look at verse 23. When David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And David was a man after God's heart. He said it. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will
You know, I want to say something there, sister, because I remember we were having a conversation today and you were talking about there was a time, you were saying that there was a time in your life where you were afraid. This was your heart's posture, fear. Fear gripped you to the point where even your shot. So share that with us, because the valley is only a shadow of death. Share it with us.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about it, things like fear can cripple you. It can cripple you to the point that you cannot even move forward to progress. There were times in my life that I feel like if my shadow came around me too fast, that I would just jump out of my skin. I was nervous. People seeing me would not have known it. But my heart would be going boopity, boopity, boop. If I had 5 10-cent pieces in my hand, you would know because you would hear it jingling. I was so nervous. And then I had to catch myself. I said, no, you need to get out of this now. But you are worried about the known and the unknown. And why worry about the unknown? You ain't know nothing about it, but yet still you are conjuring up all these different things. And you are scared of nothing. So I thank God today I'm at the point I can only get scared of something in front of me. And then I got to prove that it is real. I do not walk around with that kind of fear, because God says he didn't make us with a spirit of fear.
Right.
So, and I had to get rid of that.
So you had to remove fear from your heart. You
had to remove it.
How did you remove it?
It didn't come like instantly. It is something that I had to work upon,
mm-hmm.
work and keep working upon. And you know, another thing that helped me to get out of that by reading good books. There were times that I would see a book and I can afford to buy it, but when I have money to buy a lunch, I would refuse to buy that lunch and I would go and buy the book. And the books were always how to vote, how to do this, how to speak to people, how to communicate, how to present yourself, because talking and presenting is two different things. Like I always say, I can walk in the room and say, good morning. Or I could say, good morning, ma'am, good morning, sir. Which is having the same name, but two different effects. And okay. As the old people say, there's a time and place for everything. So reading the books put me in the moment of knowing. Once you have knowledge, the state is power, and it is true. I read inspirational books like Les Brown. I read books by T.D. James. I mean, books that show me people who were down to the bottom. I never ever think that they would reach where they were. It's like, well, he was called mentally retarded because he wasn't learning as good as his mother. And the teacher called him mentally retarded. But you know, believing in yourself and proving that you can do it, getting rid of that fear, can put you in a good standing and put your heart at rest. Can put your heart at rest. I must say also that sometimes we think that becoming a Christian is like an immunization vaccine. We are not immune. Truly, we are not immune from any kind of evils. It will happen. People might say, because you're a Christian, why are you talking like that, or why are you saying that? But it doesn't exempt you from having these thoughts. But we must then remember that God said we will sing a word, thought, and deed. And you know it will happen. That's why he put it there. That we will sing a word, thought, and deed. And when we examine the Bible, Jesus was tempted to. Jesus was tempted when the devil caught him and carried him up on this high mountain and tell him, if you is this and if you is that, bow down and turn these stones into bread and all kind of that. But you see, Jesus was prepared.
You know what I like about what you're saying is the fact that even with the temptation, he promises us that he will make a way of escape. And one of the things I recognize sometimes about our heart's posture to temptation is that we are unable to, sometimes we don't take the escape route that he provides for us. Sometimes where our hearts are positioned, we don't take the escape. We sometimes we are even aware of the escape, but we do not take that escape.
We don't take it, which is true.
Yes.
Sometimes we are too weak and we all think about what if. Suppose I don't. And all the negatives is what keep pulling us back down. We're like the frog in the well. You make a little progress today and tomorrow you slide right back down into it. You know? So this is where spiritual strength comes. And I keep telling people every morning, get up and say, I thank you, Lord, for everything. I thank you, Lord, for everything. I mean, there's power in just a heart of gratitude of being there. And I share that with so many people. There's a story behind that of a bird. This bird was lying down by this little muddy pool. All its feathers were falling off. And this bird looked sick. Another bird passed by and stopped. And he said, but where are you going? And the sick bird, the other bird said, I'm going up to see St. Peter. So the sick bird said, when you get to find you see St. Peter, could you tell him that to send back a remedy for me? I need to get well. The bird said, okay, he would remember and tell St. Peter when he got it. When he got it, the first money he bought upon was St. Peter. And he told St. Peter about this bird that was sick in his train and needed a remedy. St. Peter told him to tell the bird, go and lay down and dead. He said, but I can't tell him that. He said, okay, tell him every day to get up and say, Lord, I thank you for everything. Actually, the bird flew back down. The bird sickled almost to the point of death. The pool now, they look muddier than ever. But he said to the bird, he said, "Saint Peter tell you to get up every morning and say, 'Lord, I thank you for everything.'" And the bird said, but that's a remedy. But the other bird flew away and leave him because he had then delivered the message. Anyhow, when he disappeared, the sick bird said, I could as well try it. And he got up and he said, "Lord, I thank you for everything." It didn't come in too hard. But as the days go along, he kept on saying, "Lord, I thank you for everything." Don't you know after a while the feathers start to go off from this bird? The pool started to look a pool. And he started doing a little dance around this pool, singing, "Lord, I thank you for everything. Lord, I thank you for everything." When the bird passed by, he was more shocked. He was more shocked to see that the sick bird was no longer sick, and he was just around the pool dancing and rejoicing and praising God. I mean, it is like a little fable, but it works. Get up every day, and the least you could say is, "Lord, I thank you for everything." And if you remember the man that the king, when God told him to go and dip in the pool, he said, "Well, a king like me, why should I go and dip?" But that ain't enough. And he took a servant girl to encourage him to go down to Naaman when he went down to the pool, and he did. And when he got hold, then he come up, he came up clean.
So as I listen to you, I just want to... As I listen to you, I'm hearing several things relating to the heart's posture. I am hearing attitude of gratitude. I am hearing obedience. I am hearing service. You know, I'm hearing so many things that we can take away as it relates to our heart's posture. You know, I love the stories. But we want to give the listeners those little tips. How can we correct our heart's posture? How can we improve our heart's posture? Yeah? So, yes. As we think about the devotional, we want to know how we can improve. What are the things that we can do? How can we, because I remember you talked about fear and how you felt afraid. And one of the ways that I deal with fear is that I use the scripture, "God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind." Because we have to speak to our hearts. We have to place the word of God on the inside of our hearts. You know, I remember what Crystal said to me when we were doing the other devotion. When she talks about insecurities, she said insecurities are like bullies.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And she said you have to speak to them. You have to command them. Otherwise, they will overtake you. Yeah? So we have to speak to our hearts, and we have to fill our hearts with the things that we want to come out of our hearts. Yeah? So when I think of love, as I think about the song "Forever," how do we position our hearts to love God? What do we do? How do we love God? How do we love our neighbors? How do we love our friends? How do we love our families and so on? What's our heart posture regarding that?
Well, for me, it's the how, the same way we want to be loved, I think that we must be able to give it out. Because I'm of the notion that whatever you give out is what you will get back. In God's time, you will get it back. Right? So to me, and I like a line from the
the song "Forever"?
No, it says, "Be at peace with all men." even the dull and the ignorant.
Desiderata.
Yes. Desiderata. For they too have their place in this life.
Okay.
Hello? We would tend to think, well, we can only love certain people, but no, we must extend our love to all people, regardless of their situation or not. Because another thing goes through my head is that the man at the bottom one day could very well be the man at the top.
So you're... Well,
you yourself might be the one at the bottom and looking for some sort of help.
Right. You know, I just had a message from one of our listeners. We have on the line joining us Dr. Jeffrey Gay from the Family Fest team, and he is here sharing some stuff with me. You know, the Family Fest team are, they're busy people. They're like the ants. You know, they're working together as a team and having a robust discussion about marriage and divorce and so on. But they're just Dr. Gay, who is the director of the Men's Week for Family Fest. He just joined us to share with us on the Heart's Posture. So good evening to you, Dr. Jeffrey Gay. How are you?
Good evening, Miss Ultra.
Good evening. Give me a little more volume on your mic. Give me, yeah, talk a little harder so that we can hear you.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. I am well, thanks.
Good evening. Who else is on the line?
This
Hi,
is
Dr. Gay, this is Hazel Charles.
Nice to meet you. Nice to hear you.
Yeah, nice to hear you.
No, I was just saying that the heart posture, we already were given the word for that. And it is, Paul referred to it as circumcision in the spirit. But basically it's humility. You have to start with humility first. That's the heart posture, as well, my understanding of it anyway. Because if you're going to come before the Father, the Creator, then you can only approach Him with a humble spirit.
Humble spirit.
Okay.
It's true.
And that humble spirit is this thing that we learn of, or receive it.
So you're saying the heart's posture must be one of humility. Our hearts must be circumcised, because some of the listeners are not hearing you as callers as loud as they're hearing me. So I just need a little volume, so I'll repeat what you're saying for them. You're saying that the heart must be circumcised, and it must be, the posture must be one of humility.
It's humility.
It's humility.
Even with Christ, when he said that he came in the flesh, he had to come humble before the Father.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can agree with that.
Something like that,
Because the Bible speaks very much against pride and haughtiness. So I can very well agree with humbling myself.
Those things are absent in love. In true love, there's no haughtiness, no pride or those kind of things.
It's true.
It's compassion, appreciation, loving kindness, respect.
Repeat those for me again. Loving kindness, compassion.
Respect. Loving kindness.
Loving kindness. Mm-hmm.
Gentleness. Yeah.
So basically you're talking about...
Even with your words, if you are adopting the right heart posture, even your words will reflect humility.
Mm-hmm.
So the likelihood of you using harsh or negative words to affect another person emotionally is greatly diminished.
So you're basically saying that our hearts must reflect the fruits of the Spirit. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay.
I start with humility. That's the beginning point.
Can I say this, please?
Go ahead.
I might be due for correction, but I believe that HIV can feed our minds. Feed our minds with the right diet, I would say, in terms of what we intake, our hearts would eventually show forth whatever's in our mind. I think that's what Dr. Gray was saying. As I just said it, it seems as he said that, but in different words.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. As a man thinks, so he is.
That's right.
So if you focus on, you know, positive and loving stuff, then at some point it's going to become a reality.
Yes, it's true.
So you're saying that the heart is really adaptive. It adapts to the messages that it receives. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It adapts to the messages that it receives from your mind.
Okay.
Yes.
So we must then also be careful of what we feed our minds.
Yes.
Yes. I like it.
If you have your kids sitting in front of television all day, watching violence or interactive violence, then you can't be surprised. You can't be surprised when the violence comes out, because what goes in is what comes out.
Okay. So I like it. We're coming close to that time, 8 o'clock, where we end our evening motivation. But I want to thank you callers for coming in and for sharing on this devotional, and I pray that even as we close off this segment of the program, that you will continue to meditate on the heart's posture. And Dr. Gay, I would certainly like to have you back in again, and to have you wearing another hat where you can come and share with us as a doctor, medical doctor, on the heart, and where we can look at the physical heart and look at how the heart functions in the body, the role of the heart in the body, and then we can make the spiritual comparison. So I pray that you would be able to join me on another occasion and share that with our listeners. I'm sure our listeners, even in this time of COVID-19, our listeners would be happy to hear from a doctor and to hear something encouraging, something inspirational. And maybe they might even want a few tips from you as to how to best navigate this season. So thank you, Dr. Gay. Thank you, Sister Hazel. Sister Hazel.
Thank you for entertaining me.
You want to thank me for entertaining you? Well, that's a neat way of saying thank you for putting me on the spot, Cheryl. Hey, Sister Hazel.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Sister Hazel, I just threw him under the bus because he had no plans of coming in, you know? And I just threw him under the bus. So the heart, I think he handled himself well, and I know I can trust on him, right? But what I like about it too is that the heart's, one thing that's coming from this is that the heart's posture, the heart must always be ready, must be willing and ready. So I want to thank both of you for coming in, and you know, I think, we can't spend too much time looking at our hearts, because indeed that is the area that God, he says he sees the heart, you know. And as Dr. Gay said, even with our words must be reflective of our heart's posture. And sometimes I am guilty of that, because I can be very harsh with my words. I can tend to be like a Peter, you know. And I too am cautioned and reminded that I need to work on my heart. I need to have my heart circumcised. I need to have my heart softened. I need to be mindful.
Well, me too, Cheryl. I need surgery.
You need surgery? You need heart surgery. Well, I'm going to invite you and Dr. Gay back in for an evening called Heart Surgery. What do you guys think? I love it. Huh? That's not your forehead. Oh, he declined, Sister Hazel. He's not going to do heart surgery on you. He doesn't deal with that. He deals with family medicine. He's a family doctor. Right?
Oh, I see. But at least he might be able to recommend.
He can do a referral. It's such a joy and a pleasure, you know, sharing with you guys. Thank you, Dr. Gay, for coming in on the behalf of Family Fest Barbados. And we look forward to great things from you as the director of the Men's Week for Family Fest. And, you know, I pray that when you're ready, you will come and share more with the listeners on this platform about all the things that they can look forward to. And I pray that our chairman will come in and, you know, really let Barbados and the world at large know what's happening behind the scenes for Family Fest. So thank you, Dr. Gay. Thank you, Sister Hazel. Thank you so much for sharing with us. You're welcome. God bless. So there you have it, the heart's posture, evaluating your heart's posture. So this evening, I pray that our evening motivation and that devotion, have you considered your heart's posture? I pray that something that we would have shared would have ministered to you. We pray that the song Forever, and even Greater Tomorrow, that your reality would be that you would have a greater tomorrow. So until next week, you're going to hear from us again next week, Monday. I pray that you will have a blessed weekend. May the grace of God go with you. May your tomorrow, may your weekend be greater. God bless. We love you. See you again next time.
You got to remind yourself at times when it seems like everybody's falling off. God never will.